Global economic growth is set to top the agenda this year, with the state of China's economic health likely to be one of the main talking points. John Peace, president of UK-based Standard Chartered Bank, says he believes President Xi Jinping's growing political clout should help him in convincing the other world leaders at the event that China's economy remains in a sound position despite the current economic slowdown.
Well, I think the contribution the president will make at the G20 is a very important one. As the global economy slows, as the world goes through a transition, more importantly, as China itself goes through this very important transition, I think the important role China has to play, I think, is being recognized by more and more people.
Professor Yuli Tafrovsky with the People's Friendship University of Russia says other countries not represented at the G20 summit will also be watching closely to see what the Chinese side talks about.
G20 was formed after the world leaders found the G8 wasn't strong enough to deal with the challenges and the problems worldwide. To be frank, G20 cannot manage to do what G8 couldn't either, but the G20 does put what concerns new emerging economies into the agenda of world development. Chief among them, China plays a pivotal role in the development of these countries.
Previous G20 sessions have included discussions about possible reforms to the US-led World Bank and the European-dominated International Monetary Fund, but with the impending establishment of the Chinese-proposed Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, the role these organizations will play in the future is once again likely to be a central theme at this year's G20. Professor Gu Xuewu with the University of Bern in Germany says despite the Chinese push to demand a bigger role on global economic affairs, he believes this G20 session isn't likely to herald any sweeping changes to the world's current economic dynamic.
Currently, the international economic order is still dominated by the United States. The establishment of AIIB, as well as the internationalization of RMB, should only be viewed as complementary to the current US-dominated global economic order. The Chinese moves, in particular with the RMB, will dilute the influence of American dollar globally, but all this still won't change the leading role the United States continues to play in the international economic order.
Hosted this year by Turkey for the first time, the leaders of the G20 are also expected to focus their attention on the massive influx of migrants making their way into Europe this year from Syria and other parts of the Middle East and Africa. G20 finance ministers and central bank governors met in Peru just over a month ago ahead of this weekend's leaders' meeting. In it, they discussed what else needs to be done to move forward on growth strategies established during previous G20 sessions. It's expected Chinese President Xi Jinping is going to address China's role in meeting the G20 growth goals as a part of a speech he's due to deliver following the meetings in Antalya. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.